What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen with you. Bill Bush had to step out for Hour 3. He'll be back tomorrow doing a little speaking this morning.
Yes, two speaking engagements today.
Busy day for Bill.
Yes. You know me. I like awkward.
You do. You are a big fan of awkward. We differ on that.
I like tension.
Yep.
I thrive on it. Awkwardness and tension. So I want to mention to you that the Detroit Pistons of the NBA have won 8 straight games.
That's... Why is it awkward?
Because you don't like the NBA and you bristle when I bring it up.
Yeah, I'm not a big NBA fan. It is still going on. People are still playing games. People do watch it. I think a lesser version they used to. But yes, congrats to the Pistons for winning 8 straight games. That's a great achievement by them, who were horrific. They were horribly bad last year.
That almost sounds genuine.
I think they were like 3-20 at one point last year.
It almost sounds like you meant that as a heartfelt compliment.
Yeah, congrats, Detroit. You deserve it. Your Lions are now good. The Pistons are figuring it out. The Red Wings are having a better year. Things are turning around for Detroit.
Got something for you. What? Interestingly, this somehow, through a strange act of God, segues into this something I noticed at Planet Fitness last night. A gentleman, a young man, I'm going to guess 20, 21, with a tattoo on his calf of the D for the Detroit Tigers, a big Detroit Tigers D. I was like,
did you talk to him and say,
no,
wow?
I almost was going to say
you
something.
You watch baseball, huh?
I just thought it was, I don't know why it struck me. Like, there's a guy in Lincoln, Nebraska that's a big enough Detroit Tigers fan
to have a tattoo.
There's a massive tattoo on his calf. Very interesting to me for some reason. The Detroit Pistons have won 8 straight.
Congrats to them. Wonderful achievement. By the way, on the text line before I move on, this is from Jay in Denver. Says, loaded up and rolling toward Boulder to install some windows. Third hour of early break has me pumped and ready for the day. Happy Friday, Junior, gentlemen.
Who is this
young
man?
That's Jay in Denver, age 27.
Jay, you're hauling out to Denver?
To Boulder to
Boulder.
Install some windows. He's fired up for the third hour of early break to begin his day.
Try to give it hell. We've covered a lot today. We had a kind of an interesting discussion about that new... Do you have the name of the new general manager at Nebraska?
That'd be Pat Stewart. Pat Stewart comes from the New England Patriots. So Sean Patton was that role for Nebraska. He's going to be still on staff in some capacity per Pete Thamel. Let me get this official description going to be. Pete Thamel says that Sean Patton will move to a new role of assistant AD for strategic initiatives. This role includes ties to the salary cap, contract negotiations, and analytics per Pete Thamel.
Do you understand how much Matt Rhule has shaken up his staff? I mean, he has shaken things up there.
Well, to recap, you know, Tony White moves to Florida State. John Butler moves in at that role. You bring in Phillip Simpson for defense. Phil Snow is now helping out defensively for Nebraska.
Addison Williams, secondary coach.
Almost forgot about him.
I know you did.
Dakeel Shorts is your receivers coach. You know, right. Mike Eckler now special teams. Ed Foley is around in some capacity, not as special teams coach.
Yeah, the core, it starts with three. I mean, you effectively have three new coordinators. I say effectively because Holgorsen was here for the last part of last year, right?
Yes, he was. The last 4 games?
Yeah.
4 games, yeah, including the bowl game.
Yeah, including the bowl game. So, Matt Rhule, the shakeup is, I mean, it's something I need to address in column form soon, if not this week. I mean, it's, I don't know what to say about it. It's profound what he's done. This is a big move, this general manager move. Hey, Jay, you understand. Sean Patton was his guy. They go way, way back.
Understood.
They go way, way back.
Again, if you're tuning in, Pat Stewart comes from the New England Patriots. He is the pro personnel director in New England and worked prior with the Panthers as vice president of player personnel.
Do you understand? These moves can't be easy for Matt because these are guys like Ed Foley. He goes way, I mean, years and years back with Ed Foley, with Sean Padden.
That's why there's always concern about when you're hiring your friends when you go to a certain job.
Listen,
it's hard to get rid of. It's hard, you know, if they're not doing their job, it's hard to move on from them.
So that conversation's always been interesting to me since the Pelini days when people sort of criticized Bo for hiring people he knows. To which I'd always say, doesn't that actually make sense to hire people you're familiar with?
It does. The point is, if they're like friends and they're not doing their job very well, it's hard to.
Can be.
There's two sides of that story.
Yeah,
yes, you want guys who have been successful and they want to come here and work with you, but if they're not doing their job, it's hard to sometimes move on.
It can be, I would think, except, yes, I'm not going to bite back. Of course, it's hard. I think that at that moment, though, you have two adults that surely understand the lay of the land, that this is college football, mm-hmm. and I think almost it almost could be unsaid if you hire your friend. I might have to fire you. I don't think you have to say that. And I think the friend, it's incumbent on your friend to understand, I might have to get fired if I'm not doing my job. But I agree with you. Although that should be the case, it's not always the case. And we have seen that play out to the detriment of this program. When Bill, for instance, Bill Callahan, who I hold in high regard, I hold Kevin Cosgrove in high regard. Cos was the guy I was closest to. Cos helped me a lot, but Bill held on to Cosgrove to his detriment. Friend.
Yes.
Friend.
Did not work out well.
No, it was Bill Callahan's demise, I thought.
It was. The offense was there. Mm-hmm. The talent was there. We saw Bo Pelini in the year after,
right away,
develop that talent. NFL talent, all over. They had the bodies here.
It's a shining example of what you're talking about, of just what you're talking about. Had a hard time. He couldn't let him go.
Yep.
And he needed to let him go sooner.
You do.
I hate saying it. I hate talking about it because I like Kyle so much, but that is what it is. I
was pretty cranky yesterday about something
throughout
the day.
You were cranky this morning, by the way. Go ahead.
I was?
Thought so.
About what?
I don't know. I thought when I walked in, was I reading you right?
I don't think I was cranky.
You weren't?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But this headline and the whole story in itself is really bothering me. And
this is bothering you last night.
And by the way, if you disagree, you're welcome to call in or text in 402-464-5685.
What's the problem?
This has been a story now for a month or two. Now it's getting more steam to it with more states. But this is from the On3 site for the LSU Tigers. The headline is, Louisiana set to push for NIL money to be exempt from income tax. Now, there's been bills pushed in Georgia and Alabama Illinois with the same thing as Louisiana. This right now is presented by a gentleman from Louisiana, State Representative Dixon McCakin.
Okay.
Told The Advocate they're planning to file this bill, which, again, same thing as Georgia, Bama, and Illinois, to essentially eliminate your income from being taxed for NIL. Right now in Louisiana, the state has a tax of 3% on income tax. His quote was to The Advocate, Dixon McCakin says, other states have bills right now to make it where NIL compensation is exempt from state income tax. We will be competing with those other states, and we're not going to let them out-compete us, end quote.
It's a recruiting. We're talking about a recruiting advantage. They don't want to surrender, right?
Yes.
Louisiana doesn't want to surrender this recruiting advantage to Georgia and Alabama. Isn't that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Because those states that do exempt their NIL payments from state income tax would have an advantage. It's probably that simple, right?
Yes.
And now the problem is what?
This is a life commentary. This is about everybody in life has to work, right? We have to work. We have to work for our money. We all get taxed.
We're getting hammered and by, right now.
We get hammered with taxes. And so we're essentially saying with these types of bills and proclamations here that college athletes are above all of us. And that because NIL is now king of the world, they get all this money and they don't have to pay any taxes on it. Hmm. The commentary we were talking about when NIL was introduced was, hey, there needs to be classes at UNL about how to distribute and how to allocate money to prepare to pay for taxes. It's a life lesson.
Right.
You can't just not have tax NIL. And it's not how this works. It's, in my opinion, that's ridiculous. To make a potential...
I see where you're coming from.
Like, for example, again, I'm not saying that everybody makes this type of money, but the rumor is Carson Beck at Miami is getting $4 million.
Plus, yeah.
And there's no income... And that's in Florida, which has no state income tax, so I guess you can't really argue against that one. But I guess they're trying to... Even that in general is ridiculous, so if you're not going to get that money taxed.
I hear you. I think what you're suggesting is these kids, or these, and they're not all kids now. I mean, when a guy is in his fifth year of college, he's really not a kid. He should have to pay income tax. That's what you're suggesting.
It's income. It is income.
Right.
How could it just be void from exempt from taxes?
Because, and I don't necessarily agree with it, because they have a certain, their position in the world, their lot in life at this point in their life, at least, is so important to these states that these government officials feel it's okay for them to be exempt. I get it. I mean, especially in the Southeast, especially with the states you're talking about, it's cutthroat for these players. It's cutthroat competition. It's cutthroat competition to land these players. You see what I'm saying? You can't surrender that advantage to Alabama. I am on your side. I just see the other side.
Jesse in Milford points out
that Jesse point
Texas,
out?
Tennessee, Florida, they don't have state income taxes in those states.
Right.
So they, I guess there's an inherent
advantage, yeah.
On that, I don't know how you can just say that this group of people is exempt from that in other states.
Because they're exalted in our minds.
I don't get that. Again, sports drives a lot of things in this world. Mm-hmm. It drives our energy. It makes this station possible. That's why we exist as sports. Mm-hmm. So I'm not trying to say, this sport sucks now because we're doing it. My point is that we can't put... Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. These people on a pedestal above everybody else in the state.
Here's why you can't, in my opinion. Because then you get into this sort of game where you pick and choose certain people in society.
Right.
That
who's next?
Right. Who's next? Does Taylor Swift, is because her immense popularity, she doesn't have to pay income tax? I mean, I guess.
Yeah, where's the threat? Yeah. If you let this happen, if this is something that keeps going around college sports in every state ends up being tax exempt for NIL money.
Well,
then guess what? Then more people come to the table saying, I want my money untaxed also.
The Taylor Swift commentary was sort of ridiculously stupid on my part. I guess it would be more germane to say, which professions? Are you picking professions now that you just exempt because of whatever reason? No, you don't have to pay income tax because you're so important. Who are we picking?
OG,
and who are we not picking?
OG Breaker says, I think my construction company will just now put NIL on my invoice so I have to pay income tax.
Oh, boy.
You see what's going to happen here?
Yeah.
A lot of loopholes come into play if you open up this door.
Yeah, you're right. They're opening it up in the South, though, in the Southeastern Conference. Illinois, though, too, right?
Yes, Illinois, Alabama, and Georgia are the one, and Louisiana now wants to join this fold.
And you are aghast.
I just, again, I as somebody who I cry when I see my pay stubs, because there's so much tax money comes out.
I know.
Like, why am I not exempt then? Why aren't you exempt from this?
When trust me, I share that sentiment of sadness at how much we're paying.
Like, I earned this, but I got this. Right. And now you're saying if you are this, you know, I earned this and got that.
Oh, God. I don't even want to talk about this right now.
I mean, you're in your upper 50s. Yeah. I'm 30. I've been working for a long time. You worked for a long time.
Right. Oh, it's... Yeah.
And just to appease the athletes coming in, we all have our various thoughts on NIL. Some are very supportive of it. Some are very opposed to it. And that's never going to change, by the way. You're not going to have everybody ever be on the same page.
I wonder how the citizens of Georgia feel about it. If
you went and polled again, they football is king.
I know
there.
That's what I mean.
If you said, "Hey, I know that football is life and death down here," but if I were to tell you that you have been working for 15 years or so, and you've been taxed, but these athletes coming in are maybe 18 years old or 22 years old and anywhere in between are your entertainment. So you watch them, but they're getting untaxed income. And you're paying tax. Are you okay with that?
To give Kirby Smart a recruiting advantage, or at least have him be on the same playing field as his rivals. Right?
Jake in Utica says, "You guys are looking at this all wrong."
Okay.
"No one should have to pay income tax." Okay, well, that's not the way it is right now. I hate it, but... Unless you
strikes me as a radical opinion.
That's pretty radical.
Right. Rico just gave the thumbs up.
To what? No income tax.
To the radical idea.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know of anybody in the world that likes income tax. I don't like it, but it's just that's the part of the deal.
It's a necessary evil.
Part of the deal.
It's a necessary evil, right?
Yes. So again, if someone wants to be supportive of it and tell us why this is good, beyond it, that everyone should have no income tax, that's not the way it is. Life's not fair. We chose to live in the state,
right?
And people that live in states that have income tax, and you know that.
Uh-huh.
You can cry all you want, but you chose to reside there. Uh-huh. You made the choice to go to school there, to live there, to run a business there,
mm-hmm. Pay wheel tax.
Yes, taxes suck.
Yeah,
but just because you don't want to pay them, that's not how this goes.
You can't, because
again, this opens up an incredible threshold and loophole that you don't want this to go down.
Let's see if it goes down. My guess is it will go down in those states, right? In Georgia, Louisiana, Illinois, Alabama. I bet it goes down. I bet those players will be exempt, right? To your chagrin.
Yes. So I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer over here.
You're not being.
Negative Nate.
You're not.
It really struck a chord. It struck a nerve yesterday saying that, you don't have to pay income tax, but I do.
It's a touchy subject.
And people who work 60-hour weeks and pay an income tax.
Right.
Yeah, you don't like it. That's how life is. Hmm. You can't just change the rules because this group of people doesn't want to pay income tax.
Because we have, but they are exalted figures in this world. College football players, star players, Elijah Pritchett you're expecting a lot of him, right? That's just an example.
And you're talking about, again, in a time where we have discussed it, and it's even more so. Criticism should be very much so allowed to these players.
Okay, interesting.
And I don't know how you can push back on that.
Especially if they're not paying tax.
If you're making $1 million.
Right.
You're not playing, or if you're playing, you're playing poorly.
Right.
And you're not paying income tax?
Yeah. Open to criticism.
Damn right.
Yeah. More open. I mean, on this subject, I've always been interested in this since the dawn of NIL in 2021. I'm going to say it's 2021, I think, is when it started, basically. It's that part of this discussion has always been interesting to me. Now that these players, especially the veteran players who are making six figures and above, why? There was a time in my career covering Nebraska football that I'd very seldom criticize a player. you know, be critical of a player because of, well, they're student athletes, and you know, the coaches are fair game, but not necessarily the players. It's shifted now. I don't feel as restrained in that way anymore. I don't think you should have to feel as restrained, like, especially with a veteran quarterback. But do you see what you run into here, though? Dylan Rayl is not a veteran quarterback. Now, he's a millionaire. But I still feel, because of his age, it's sort of hard for me to criticize Dylan. Right? Now, Sims, 22-year-old Jeff Sims, a little different.
Do we criticize rookies in the NFL?
Yes, but they're...
Or NBA or MLB? Yes,
for sure. For sure. But Dylan's not.
He's a rookie to a paid college football profession now. Mm-hmm. It's a profession at this point. Right. It's pro sports.
Yeah, but it's, man, that conversation in my mind has changed dramatically, that I am more apt now just to criticize the player. The left tackle's not playing well. The right guard's just not playing well. I mean, he's given up. I wouldn't have said that as openly on the radio or in print 6 years ago. Now I don't feel as restrained at all.
A couple more texts before we get to break here. Gator says, even on this topic, what about NFL players? How can we make college, not pro by technicality, tax exempt, but pro football players
have to
pay a
crack
ton of taxes?
Right. Good
question. And everyone else.
Good question.
So you go from college and, hey, by the way, big country, now you're paying a lot of taxes. You know, sorry. Hope you enjoyed your money you had.
I mean, I think what you're suggesting is you would, I don't even know, is it a vote of the people that would this get to a vote of the people of Georgia?
I do not know. Someone can help us out with that. Texas, call us, whatever, but. And I realize that, yeah, they're paying federal taxes. Okay, all right, we all pay that. But you're saying you get one tax cut off that I got to pay, right, and you got to pay, and everybody else got to pay here.
Right. In the state of Georgia, we're talking 5% of your income, almost 6% of your income. State income tax.
Big Ty says, this is BS, more coddling of the kids and not teaching life lessons, which in return creates bad habits. I'm not going to say that. I mean, again, I'm not going to be all negative and say that they don't learn things here in college, but they do.
This is a really,
and they learn about money.
Yeah, it's a really interesting conversation in the context of what Matt Rhule. Now, Matt Rhule has spoken a lot about how the negative comments on social media and elsewhere affect the players. They affect them. He talked about in the pros how those pro football focus grades were a problem, affect players' confidence.
Been around, you know, for a long time.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I know I'm pushing the conversation away from the core of it, but that whole, you know, the whole social media criticism, it's rough out there. I'm a little surprised that it affects players the way it does, because it's so pervasive. So when Matt talks about it, I'm always a little bit surprised. Now, he would say, Sipple, you're 58 years old. You can easily shrug things off, and you've been criticized a great deal over your career, I'm sure, so you understand. I've developed a thicker skin. These kids are just kids. They haven't had a chance to develop a thick skin. But this doesn't
help.
But
now they want money and not getting taxed for it.
Right, getting back to this.
You can't have it both ways. Yeah. I'm sorry. This life, that you want money, you're going to get taxed. That's part of life.
And if you're not paying taxes, there are people that are going to be, they're not going to look at it favorably.
And I don't blame them.
Right. I don't either, to be honest.
Quick phone call before we get to break. We have Eric. Eric, you're on early break. What's on your mind, Eric?
Hey, good morning. I just have a quick question.
Okay.
You're talking about the taxing with the players. In pro sports, in the NFL, NHL, NBA, when those players play in another state, they in some states, like Illinois, Maryland, because I do this because I get taxed for working in Maryland.
Okay.
Will they now get taxed in those other states, and are they going to have to keep track of that? Because technically, now that they're getting paid by the university or by NIL, they're working. So they're now working in Illinois if they play a game there or whatever away game. So are they going to get taxed by those states how are they going to deal with all that?
I don't know.
The call, I would assume no, because the money still comes from the state you're residing in,
yes,
right?
That's what I would think.
I don't know how your road opponent would affect your income. Great. Thanks for the question, Eric.
Yes. But thank you, Eric. But Eric's question does illustrate the complications that could arise from this, right?
There's a lot of complications, and if this happens, it's going to get even worse. So, thank you for letting me rant right there. Appreciate that.
No, I appreciate your rant. I do.
When we come back, maybe something more pleasant. If you're the Rams, would you want Aaron Rodgers or Matthew Stafford as your quarterback next year?
Yeah.
Discuss that next on Early Break on the Ticket.